some languages fail to acquire what may seem to us to be quite basic terms. Irish Gaelic possesses no equivalent of yes or no. They must resort to longer expressions such as I think not and this is so. The Japanese have no definite or indefinite articles corresponding to the English a, an, or the. And they do not distinguish between singular and plural as we do with, for instance, ball, balls, and child, children. This may seem strange until you consider that we don't make a distinction with a lot of words. Sheep, deer, trout, Swiss, scissors. And it scarcely ever causes us trouble. We could probably well get by without it for all words. But it is harder to justify the absence of a future tense in Japanese. To them, Tokyo e yukimasu means both I go to Tokyo and I will go to Tokyo. To understand which sense is intended, you need to know the context. This lack of explicitness is a feature of Japanese, even to the point that they seldom use personal pronouns like me, my, and yours. Such words exist, but the Japanese so often omit them that they might as well not have them. Over half of all Japanese sentences have no subject. They dislike giving a straightforward yes or no. It is no wonder that Japanese is so often called obscure.